In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So if you're hearing this gospel today, and you heard it last week, it's not a mistake, but the church has a system of the readings. And the church sets up these readings right before the Advent fast, which starts this week. And the reason behind it is that the Advent, this time of Nativity, is about us waiting and preparing ourselves to receive the Word, to receive our Lord. And the seed in this story represents, or the seed symbolizes, the Word of God and how the Word of God dwells in our hearts. And I know last week, Father Elijah spoke about the different types of soil and how we relate to those soils. Today I want to take a different approach and to look at it from a different perspective. When we look at the story, many times our eyes and our focus and our mind goes to the types of soils. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Because then we could think about our life, be more reflective, and think about how these soils matter in my life. What kind of soil am I? How do I become good soil? Why am I not good soil? And we ask these questions, and they're good, healthy, positive questions that we should always ask. But today I want to talk about the sower. The sower. Because this parable starts out with saying that the sower went out to sow. And as we know, a parable is not a real story. It's a made-up story by our Lord in order to teach us a message, to give us a lesson, to help us understand something that might be difficult to understand. Sometimes when you're trying to explain something to somebody, you're giving examples to make things a little bit easier. This is what our Lord is doing here. So he creates this story of the sower and of these soils. And when you're talking about the sower, we know that the sower represents God the Father, right? But in each parable, we're able to see ourselves in multiple aspects. That's the beauty of the life-giving word, that when we read the scripture, we're not just stuck to, okay, this is who I am in the scripture. But we're called to look at it in a deeper way and to imitate the different aspects of the parable. So in this case, I want to talk about the importance of us becoming like the sower. Becoming like the sower. So, as we know, the sower represents God. And God has many characteristics. And the sower gives these characteristics, he shows us. And it's really interesting, because if you read this story, I don't know how many people here plant in their house or are doing any type of gardening in their house. But if you have any experience in this, and you read the story, the first thing you think is, what is the sower doing? Why would the sower, there's four types of soil, and only one good soil, but the sower is throwing it on everything. He's throwing it on rocks. Like if you saw somebody at home, or in the street, or in the garden, throwing seed on the pavement, how would you react? You would say, this is ridiculous. You would think there's something wrong with them. Because the floor, if you're throwing it on a carpet, you're throwing seed on a carpet, nothing's going to happen. So it's confusing. So when you look at the story from someone who might have experience in, or even just common knowledge, it's confusing why this sower, who represents God in the story, would throw seed in places that there is no way that this seed is going to grow. You might consider it wasteful. You might consider it just like not the smartest thing in the world? And so when we look at this, how can we say this and then say this is God? And this is what I want to kind of tackle a little bit. So the first thing we see in the sower is that he gives generously. We don't see that he counts the seed, right? You don't see that it says like he threw 10 seed at the good soil, 10 seed at the... He took it and just kind of threw it. You know, I know this week is Thanksgiving, and how many people who are cooking, some people use a recipe who are very detailed with their measurements, who are like measuring to like one tablespoon, and are very like, their goal is to be as accurate as possible. They're following to the T. And there are some people who are throwing like a dash of salt and this, stuff that doesn't mean that it's very hard to follow. You're not counting each of the ingredients. And in this case, the sower is not counting the seed. The sower is throwing the seed. He's being very generous. And this represents God's generous love, his unconditional love. And we call this unconditional because a sower who's planting in the right spot, there's a condition. There's a condition. If I'm planting on good soil, I have an expectation that this soil is going to accept the seed, and stuff happens, and then we receive fruit later. I have that expectation when I'm planting. But if I'm throwing on the carpet, can I have real expectation? If I'm throwing at rocks or places with thorns, can I have those expectations? Our Lord did. This is the amazing thing about God, that he looked at the rocks, he looked at the pavement, he looked at the places where there's no way, from a practical perspective, that this seed was going to do anything, but he still threw it. His love is unconditional. His love is generous. His love has no boundaries. He didn't question, how is this person going to accept my love? I'm only going to show love to those who accept it and return it. This is sometimes how we do things. Why would I help this person? This person never helped me. Why would I do this for this person? This person never, ever. I asked for help and this person ignored me. Why should I help them? We look for fruit, and in some cases we look for fruit first before we plant. But our Lord is constantly teaching us and telling us to not look at it this way. He's constantly teaching us to throw the seed, be generous, be loving, and God can do miracles. It's important for us as we think about the idea of generosity, is that it's a God quality that he teaches us from a very young age. A parent doesn't count their love to their kids. They give the love to their kids. It's free-flowing. It's this level of generosity that has no limit. St. John Chrysostom says, the sower did not withhold his hand, for he trusted the power of the seed. Even where the soil looked unpromising, he sowed knowing that grace can overcome nature. He believed that the seed, when landing on whatever surface — it's not about the surface, it's the power of the seed that can transform the surface. We've heard the term before, killing someone with kindness. What does that mean? It's an aggressive expression. But what it means is we're loving people so much, and we trust that God's love in their life could potentially transform them. Is it guaranteed? No. But the sower throws the seed. Throws the seed, and whatever happens, happens. St. Cyril says, though some seed falls on the path, the sower is not discouraged. For the word, when scattered, finds its mark in due season. Sometimes we can get discouraged. I showed love to somebody. I helped somebody. I opened a door for somebody and they were very rude. They didn't say thank you. It's okay. The responsibility is on us to show love, not the responsibility of that person to bring the fruit. The sower's responsibility is to show love. Whether or not there's fruit, that's for God to do. We have to trust in God that He does the work. But our responsibility as Christians, as followers of Christ, as people who are imitating the sower, is to just throw the seed. Let's just throw the seed and see what happens. The second quality of the sower is that He gives to everyone. Our Lord is not partial. He loves everyone. Meaning what? He didn't just focus on the good seed, the good soil. He didn't just say, okay, I have this amount of time, this amount of energy, this amount of seed. It makes sense for me to spend my time and effort and my seed in this quadrant, this area, this specific place where there is good soil. Because guess what? If I do that, then the soil will produce good fruit, and then I can feed others, and it makes sense. Let me put all my effort in the good soil. That's not what God did. That's not our responsibility. Our responsibility is to give love to everyone. But Abuna, this person hates me. That's okay. This is pavement. It doesn't make sense either. This is rock. This is carpet. This is thorns. None of this makes sense. But the seed can defy the nature, can change the situation, can create a way when there is no way, right? It creates a pathway from a place where there is no possibility, but it creates that. It creates that. There's in Kenya, there's a song that they sing where they use that as a refrain. He makes a way when there is no way. Why? Because it's a song of hope. Of like, there's no way, there's no possibility by throwing this seed on the rock that it's going to produce fruit. That doesn't make sense. But we see this even in our the Desert Fathers. We see the story of a monk who puts a stick, who is asked to put a stick into the sand and then to water that stick. Again, from the outside perspective, from any type of scientific or any type of mentality, any little knowledge that you have, you would think, this is ridiculous. The elder monk is just messing with him. This is not going to make sense. It's a waste of time, a waste of money, a waste of effort. But what happens? The tree grew, blossomed, gave forth fruit, until now the tree exists in the monastery and is considered the fruit of obedience. Why? Because we're called to obey and to give regardless. Even if it doesn't make sense to us, we do it for God. This is why, also, this is where tithing comes in too. Sometimes we think that tithing means an investment. Or tithing means to give God when I am okay. After everything is taken care of financially, after my bills are paid, after I feel comfortable, then I can give God money. I can give God from what I received. Then I can give God. What's the problem with that? One, you might not feel comfortable very often. Two, where is that faith in God. Where is the saying, where is that feeling of saying, just like the sower, we give generously, even if it doesn't make sense? Because God can provide and God can transform even when it doesn't make sense. Your situation and the situation of others. St. Augustine says, the sower teaches us not to judge the soil, for he who foresaw the fruit does not despise the field. And St. Ephrem says, let us sow in every season. We are not the ones who gives growth, but the Lord who watches the field. Don't worry about the growth part. The sower, we don't even hear about the sower in the story after the seed is thrown. We don't hear about the watering, we don't hear about anything else. God does the transformation. Lastly, we're taught to be hopeful. To be hopeful. St. Isaac says, he who sows in the spirit must learn to wait. Grace grows secretly like a seed in the night. The fruit does not come immediately. The fruit does not come immediately. Our responsibility is not the fruit. Our responsibility is the effort. And I want us to think about this in everything that we do. In every interaction that we do. Our responsibility is the love. But also to have hope. Imagine if the sower did not believe that there was a possibility to throw the seed on this bad soil. Then you would say that's a waste of time. Because he doesn't even believe it. But he believed it. He believed that even if you throw it on the pavement, something's going to happen. We have to show love. We have to throw the seed. We have to be generous. And we have to have hope. We have to have hope that something will happen. We say this in the Litany of the Sick. He's the hope of those who have no hope. Even if you don't have hope in anything else, have hope that God can change where you sow. God can do that. God can do that. If you reach out to somebody and he ignores you, that's okay. Continue reaching out. Continue showing love, even if you're not seeing fruit. There's some plants that the fruit doesn't show, even if it's done the right way. The fruit doesn't show till years and years and years and years later. So who's benefiting from this? Sometimes the sower of that plant, of that tree, never experiences the fruit. But he believes that the fruit will be provided. Our responsibility is to believe. Our responsibility is to not be discouraged. Things could be tough, but we do our effort. We show love. We plant those seeds, and God will do the rest. Our responsibility is to be the sower at home, within our friend groups, within our church community, within our community here in the San Fernando Valley, is to show love, to plant the seeds, and God will do the work. And if we do that, real transformation will happen, and glory be to God forever. Amen.